ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Slang expressions for a party or a date. Hi everyone, and welcome back to JapanesePod101.com. I'm James.
And I'm Risa.
This is Must Know Japanese Slang Words and Phrases, Season 1, Lesson 8. In this lesson, you'll learn slang expressions for a party or a date. These expressions will be helpful when you go on a date or to a party. The expressions you'll be learning in this lesson are
合コン、打ち上げ、ドタキャン、割り勘。
Lisa, what's our first expression?
合コン。
Literally meaning joint party. But when it's used as a slang expression, it means matchmaking party.
合コン。合コン。
Listeners, please repeat.
合コン。
Use this slang expression when you want to refer to a singles party. It's an abbreviation for
合同コンパ。
Meaning joint party.Now let's hear an example sentence.
イケメンと合コンしたいな。イケメンと合コンしたいな。
I want to have a matchmaking party with hot guys.
イケメンと合コンしたいな。
Okay, what's the next expression?
打ち上げ。
Literally meaning, finish beating a drum. But when it's used as a slang expression, it means wrap up party.
打ち上げ。打ち上げ。
Listeners, please repeat.
打ち上げ。
Use this slang expression when you want to refer to a party that is held after completion of some hard work in a team or a group, like a project, concert, a sporting match, and so on. Now let's hear an example sentence.
来週プロジェクトの打ち上げをしよう。来週プロジェクトの打ち上げをしよう。
Let's have a wrap-up party for the project next week.
来週プロジェクトの打ち上げをしよう。
Okay, what's our next expression?
ドタキャン。
Literally meaning last minute cancellation. And when it's used as a slang expression, it means the same.
ドタキャン。ドタキャン。
Listeners, please repeat.
ドタキャン。
Use this slang expression when you want to refer to a last minute cancellation. It's a compound word made with
ドタンバ。
Meaning last moment, and
cancel,
meaning cancellation. Now let's hear an example sentence.
彼女はよく約束をドタキャンする。彼女はよく約束をドタキャンする。
She often cancels at the last minute.
彼女はよく約束をドタキャンする。
Okay, what's the last expression?
割り勘。
Literally meaning splitting the bill.And when it's used as a slang expression, it means the same.
割り勘。割り勘。
Listeners, please repeat.
割り勘。
Use this slang expression when you want to refer to splitting the bill. It's an abbreviation for
割り勘定,
which has the same meaning. Now let's hear an example sentence.
今日は割り勘で払おう。今日は割り勘で。払おう。
Let's split the bill for today.
今日は割り勘で払おう。
Okay, listeners, are you ready to be quizzed in the expressions you just learned? I will describe four situations, and you will choose the right expression to use in your reply. Are you ready? You're having a party after a team tennis competition. It is a
打ち上げ
wrap-up party. You are going to a singles party after work.It is a
合コン
matchmaking party. You split the bill for lunch with your coworkers. This is called
割り勘
splitting the bill. He called you at the last minute to say that he can't make it to the meeting. It is a
ドタキャン
last minute cancellation.There you have it. You have mastered four Japanese slang expressions. We have more vocab lists available at JapanesePod101.com, so be sure to check them out. Thanks, everyone, and see you next time.
またね。
Listeners, ever have any language or lesson-related questions?
Or maybe you have some feedback for us?
Leave us a comment or ask a question on the lessons page.
It's super simple. Go to JapanesePod101.com.
Scroll down to the comments and enter your comment and name.
And that's it.
Commenting is a great way to practice writing and reading in Japanese.
It helps you learn faster.
And it helps us get better through your feedback.
Go to JapanesePod101.com and comment now.